This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. DOE again denies DNFSB access to nuclear weapons facilities. Contact your elected officials. Once again, the Department of Energy and its semi-autonomous National Nuclear Security Administration has denied the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board access to nuclear weapons facilities, including at Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. At a time when LANL is ramping up production of plutonium pits, the triggers for nuclear weapons, the DOE is restricting access to the board and its resident inspectors, preventing them from fulfilling critical oversight and public reporting responsibilities. As a result, the public is no longer informed about potential issues of adequate protection at defense nuclear facilities. The board provides oversight of DOE and its independent in the execution of its mission. It is part of the executive branch of government. Further, the 5-member board has been eviscerated because neither the recent Democratic nor Republican administrations have filled positions on the board. Currently, there is 1 board member, which means the board cannot issue formal recommendations without a quorum, all to the detriment of the public. The board is governed by the Atomic Energy Act, which requires that the Energy Secretary, quote, shall fully cooperate with the board and provide prompt and unfettered access to such facilities, personnel, and information as the board considers necessary to carry out its responsibilities, end quote. Based upon a lack of jurisdiction argument, DOE falsely claims that it has the authority to deny the board access to facilities, personnel, and information, among other improper denials. Again, all to the detriment of the public. In response to similar arguments in 2018, the public rose up and successfully demanded that DOE follow the law. It is time to do that again. A sample public comment letter is available at nuclearactive.org. Please contact your congressional members and demand that the president appoint new members to the DNFSB board to ensure a quorum, that DOE comply with the Atomic Energy Act and provide the board, quote-unquote, unfettered access to the nuclear weapons facility and provide the public with the latest public board information and reports. To learn more, please see the board's technical director, Jonathan Plow's August 13, 2026, webcasted presentation to the New Mexico Legislature's Interim Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee on DNFSB's activities in New Mexico at nmlegis.gov. Joni Ahrens of CCNS asked, quote, the contradiction is severe. How can DOE prevent the board from doing its mandated oversight work and at the same time ramp up plutonium pit production without the Atomic Energy Act safeguards provided to the public? End quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.